Blog Talk Radio.
I am so excited about this show today. My name is Casey, and this is the Fly Girl Show. And for all of those who tuned in, I know you tuned in because you saw the topic. This is a historical phone call and show that I'm having today. I have never been in the presence of so many beautiful ladies that were the first or among the first flight attendants for different airlines. So this is a show that everyone's going to want to back and relax and enjoy. So what we will do is, it's going to be maybe a little confusing because everybody is in the studio, and so just be patient with us if we overlap. So with that, I'd like to bring in, since I don't know everyone's number, Patricia Edmondson, are you on? Pat Edmondson, are you on? Okay, well, that's surprising because I really thought that Pat would be one of the first to join us. So with that, we're going to move on to the very first flight attendant for Delta Airlines. I'll start with my airline. And at that point, since I don't know who is what, I'm just going to ask the next person, one person to speak up after we've just brought in Pat. So good morning, or good afternoon, Patricia Grace Murphy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. All is well. Thank you.
Well, you know, just give a little bio, 5 seconds about when you started, and we will just kind of chime in from that. You're from Chicago and things like that.
Yes. Hello again, everyone, flight attendant friends. I am from Chicago, Illinois. Retired by Delta Airlines in June of 1966. Based in Chicago for 3 years. Flew mainly, of course, mainline, back and forth, Miami, Atlanta, Chicago, on the aircraft of the 727s at the time and the DC-8s, a lot of DC-8 flying. Enjoyed it. Loved it. Enjoyed my flight attendant friends, which I do miss the camaraderie with the flight attendant friends of mine. Really missed them in that area. But we flew a lot. Enjoyed flying together. Enjoyed the base. And I always want to bring up the name June Cooling Camp because she got me through a lot of little scraps I may have got myself into. That's in the housing area. I couldn't find any housing, any place to stay in 1966 at that time. But she finally came through for me for that. I think my 5 minutes are up, or is it not up?
On 5 seconds.
Oh, there you are. It got quiet. Okay. Anyway, is that enough?
That's perfect. And so may I ask everyone to please kind of, if you've got your teeth up or whatever, because everyone can hear all your background noise. So with
yes,
that,
I can hear it too.
Okay, thank
yes.
you. Mm-hmm. Patricia is on now, so I'm going to allow her to come in. And thanks, Edmund. Can you please come in?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Great.
Oh, great. Yes. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
God, it's good to see everybody together. I mean, you'll hear everybody together.
I know.
That's right.
So give your little introduction as to who you are. And ladies, if it weren't for Patricia, Faith Edmondson, we would not have been able to get this job. So let me please introduce Patricia Banks Edmondson. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, hi, everyone. Well, it's such a long story. I'll try to make it short as I can. But in 1955, I saw an article in a newspaper for flight attendants. I attended the Greystown's Air Career School, graduated with honors. I was interviewed by several airlines, and no one was hiring me. So one of the chief hostesses told me that the airlines don't hire Negroes. So, of course, I wasn't going to let that happen. I was very perturbed by that. But I got some help from Representative Adam Clayton Powell. I went to the New York State Commission Against Discrimination, and they began to investigate all the airlines. The statute of limitations had run out against Mohawk and TWA, but they still were able to research their personal records, and they really held for Capital Airlines because Capital Airlines was a Southern airline, and that's the one they wanted. It was a Southern airline and one of the top five airlines at the time. So after about 5 years of research and really deciding, because it's difficult to determine discrimination, so they finally got to the point where they felt that there was discrimination in the airlines. And we went to court, and they hired me in 1960. So I became the first black flight attendant on a commercial airline. But before that, TWA was one of the ones that was investigated. They considered a young woman named Margaret Grant, but she could not fly because of an illness. Mohawk did hire a young woman named Carol Taylor in the latter part of 1957, but you never saw much about that because she only flew for 2 months. So that's about it, guys, and I'm so happy that they finally opened up. But the thing is, to show you how much they did not want black women in the field, it took, what, till 1965 when they hired, was it Diane? I think you were 1965. But they didn't hire anyone else until 1965, and I think the first pilot was hired in 1967. So they gave us a long run before they would hire any black people on the flight.
So I tell you what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do, ladies. I hear a lot of in the background. So I am going to put everybody on mute. Call you in. Don't know the order as to who. But when I call you in, just in so that we can be quieter than we're having. So with that, I'm going to mute. And so if I get back, if I happen to call somebody that's already spoken back in again, you just have to say hi to us and keep on going. So just a moment, let me everyone so that we can have a quieter show because I'm so excited. So many of you have chimed in, and we have an hour. So I don't want to rush everyone in their introduction, but just be mindful of our time. And so 1 second here, let me mute, and it's gotten quieter already, and I love it, so that we can really hear these stories. And with that, Pat, we may ask you to come back and say a few of those things that you said that maybe not all of us could understand it. So here we go. Now I'm going back to a new system, and I'm going to hit, this is going to be a 559 area code. So I'm going to bring you in and introduce you to the audience. And hello there. I am just as surprised as everybody else to hear. Who am I speaking to today?
Hi, this is Louise Phipps. It's Louise Phipps.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, then. So will you tell us who you are? Well, you already told us who you are. Tell us about your airline. Tell us about when you started flying. Just give us a quick little intro on who you are and who you flew for.
Okay, hi. I'm originally from Denver, Colorado, and I flew for United Airlines. I was hired in May of 1966, and I never interviewed. Pat had this long five-year thing. I was in college, and I was in a beauty contest. And at the reception after, a gentleman came up and asked me if I wanted to be a flight attendant. He spoke to my mom and dad, and I went in, and there, that was it. I flew for United until 1969, and it was wonderful. It was absolutely the best job in the world. And
oh,
I lived here in California.
Louise, that's really an interesting story, because here, well, I'm glad you had it easier than we did. Now, when did you start flying?
I actually asked them if I could wait until I graduated from college, and I did, and I started in June of 1968.
Okay. Well, then that was 2 years after our first black flight attendant. And so, okay, with that, I'm going to move on. I'm going to bring in someone else so they can introduce themselves to the group. And at that point, we're going to roll back around again and ask you some more questions. So thank you so much, Louise. Don't go away. We're going to bring you back in, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Now I am going to, I believe this is California. Hello there. This is the Flight Girl Show. Thank you for calling in. You must be one of the first that flew for what particular airline? Give us an introduction, please. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. They are not coming in at the moment, but we'll come back to them. So now I'm going to go to another person. This is interesting. I'm loving this. I hope you guys are having a thrill like I am and talking to the first of other airlines. So this is one I'm going to bring in now. Let's see. See if they can hear me. Hello? Hello? And they're on hold. Can you hear me? Okay. We're going to come back to this area code person, too, and see if we can find somebody else. But I believe that Jackie might be on, and that might be... Hello? Okay. All right. We're going to move on from there and find out who else we can talk to. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, I can't believe everybody is. Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, technical difficulty is what we call this, but we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. Okay, we're going to try this one here. Hello, can you hear me? Oh, my goodness, what happened to everybody? All right, let me try one more person, see if anybody can hear me. Hello? Well, maybe I'm the only one nobody can hear. So let me see. That one isn't working. I don't understand what's happening. So please forgive me.
I can hear you, Casey. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you. Okay, then maybe
it's
just
Pat.
A delay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. So you're just a delay. All right, Pat, just a minute.
Yeah,
and
see if you can get the others,
because
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Just a second here. Okay. Hello, can you hear me, 501? There might be just a little delay, so I'll hang on for that. Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, man, this is awful. This was such a wonderful idea. And with this technical problem, I had everybody on earlier, so I don't understand what has happened. But we're going to try one more and see if we can get them off hold. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Oh, my. All right. Let me see here. I really don't know what's happening. Everybody has been on hold, and now no one wants to answer. Can anyone hear me? 501. Okay. Everybody is still here, so let me find out if I am doing something wrong, and I'll go back to Pat. Pat, you seem to have been my person that I could talk to. Let me see if Patricia from Delta is still on. Okay, I'm trying. Can any? Okay, Pat, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, you're still here. Okay, fine. Then, okay, just stay there and let me see if I can correct this problem. Okay, let's see here. Oh, I see 501 dropped, but let's see here. Hello? Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Okay. It must be a real long delay. Is this Andra?
It is. How are you?
Oh, perfect. Perfect, perfect. Hello, my dear. Okay, would you just like to introduce yourself to the rest of the ladies that are on and give us your history and what airline you flew for?
Of course, certainly. I started with National Airlines. I was a junior in college at Jacksonville University. And I saw that, and went to the interview, and which, by the way, the interviews were 3 days long, with physicals and everything, and then I was hired, and of course, National was known to go on strike every other year, so National went on strike, and I went back to school, and then when they came back, I went back to work. But that was in 1970 when I originally finished training in 1970 with National Airlines. And as you know, it was a Southern airline. So, there was a lot of hardship between, passengers not wanting me to serve them as well as the office, the supervisors, and my coworkers. And I ended up contacting Julian Bond, because I was a supporter for the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they kind of helped me out with all the problems that I was having. But there was three blacks there, but by 6 months probation, the two had left. So I was there alone for about a little over 3 years.
How long did you say you flew?
Total years?
Well, for National.
National merged with Pan Am around 80. I want to say 80 or 81.
Okay.
National merged with Pan Am, and then in 92, we came over to Delta to bring the international routes.
Okay.
So we came to Delta with the plane, aircraft, international routes, and flight attendants until Delta trained, everyone for the international flights.
Wow! And then you went. Also, then you flew with Pan Am.
Yes, I started with National Airlines, and they were the Fly Me Girl, a slogan rather. I won't say.
Yes,
Fly Me Girl.
Yes.
Started with National Airlines. We merged with Pan Am, and I ended due to the pandemic and all of this with the virus with Delta. So Delta, 21 years, I want to say. I think it was about 21 years when we came over from Pan Am.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. I was getting a little confused trying to track who flew and who merged and who did, and you're absolutely right. Exactly. That's right. So, yep, you retired Delta.
I retired Delta with, you know, with the virus and everything going on. The last month of flying, I was having, you know, issues with junior workers not wanting to comply with the mandate and the rules, which made it even harder for passengers to comply. I can't enforce the rules if my coworkers are not doing it. So it became an issue. And due to my age, I'm in that high risk bracket. I just thought that it was time.
Perfect.
You know. Yeah.
Yes. Well, now I want you not to go anywhere because now I know who this area code is. And let me see if I can bring someone on. But say hello to all the ladies. They can't respond to you, but you could at least say hi to all the ladies that are on.
Absolutely. Hey, guys. I mean, I'm sure all of us still miss flying, but we will be sisters in life forever.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Okay, now, Andre, you hang on just a moment. I'm going to put you on hold. Hopefully, I'm going to bring you back. And then I'm going to try another 321 area code and see if we can get you to come in. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I love it. Thank you. I think this delay is just driving me nuts. And may I ask who's calling?
This is Dr. James Wilcox.
Oh, everyone, this is Dr. James Wilcox. He used to be one of the supervisors for Delta, and he chimed in to listen to it. So I think he's just going to make a five just to greet all of you, and then I think he wants to go back to listening. So, Dr. Wilcox, would you like to say something to all of these wonderful ladies?
Yes, it's a pleasure to know that you all pioneered so we men, African-American men, could – fly, and if it weren't for you all, we wouldn't be here, so we thank you for that.
Oh, that was nice. He was a wonderful, handsome, wonderful supervisor, you ladies. You would have enjoyed meeting him. So I know you all are sending out your hellos to him, even though he can't hear it, but he's going to go back to listening, and I'm going to try to bring somebody else in. Thank you, Dr. Wilcox, for tuning in. Please enjoy the rest of the show. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to try to bring in 501, and I hope that this is Jackie. Hello? Oh, hello, 501? Okay, so we're going to go to another area code then and see if this is Jackie, which I believe it will be. Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello. Okay, this is really, it turned out, started out to be so wonderful. I had everybody online, and I don't understand exactly what has happened with our technical issue here, but I do appreciate all of you ladies. And some of the ones for the audience, the ladies that are on and holding, and I'm going to try to get them back, is we have the very first one from Delta Airlines, Patricia Banks Murphy, and we have on the one that took us, that made it all possible for all of us to get this position, and that was Patricia Banks Edmonston, and I'm going to bring her in just to kind of recap what she has said. And then we had Louise, who was in for, and I think your last name was Wimps, I can't really remember, but she was for United, and I was glad that I was able to get her in so she could tell a little story about her. Hope that you did enjoy that part. And I also was trying to get in Jackie Williams, who was the founder of the Black Flight Attendants of America organization. And so I will try back again and see if one of these numbers that I could not get will be her, and so she could try to tell her story because she was the very first black organization for flight attendants. So now, Pat, are you back on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Now, can you
Great.
Hear me saying, okay, perfect. So, you know, there was a lot of static when you were talking. So if you would like to really tell your story again, I think the audience would appreciate it. So just give us the little history and bio of what you said when you first came on.
Okay. I was in Queens College at the time, and Look magazine had an article on the Greystown's Air Career School, and I thought how great it would be to be able to travel around. So I interviewed for the Greystown's Air Career School, which was a flight school in on Fifth Avenue in New York, and I was accepted. And when I finished all of my classes, which took 3 to 6 months, I began to interview with airlines. The first three were Mohawk, TWA, and Capital. And after the three interviews, I couldn't understand why someone wasn't hiring me. And one of the chief hostesses told me that the airlines did not hire Negroes in flight. And it took 5 years of research because discrimination is a difficult topic to prove. So the New York State Commission Against Discrimination investigated several airlines, which included Capital, Mohawk, and TWA. Well, eventually, after all the investigations came, the case went to court in 1960, and the court ordered them to hire me within 30 days or else it would go to the Supreme Court. Capital did hire me, and as I mentioned before, I was listening to the young lady about her problems flying south. Back in 1960, this airline flew south. I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we all know what was going on back then in Little Rock, Arkansas. But the surprising thing was I flew to Little Rock, Arkansas, and it was pouring rain, and I was trying to board the plane. A young white gentleman came to get me with an umbrella. I couldn't believe that, you know. So Little Rock, Arkansas did have nice people in it. And then there were other trips to Alcoa, Tennessee. I caused a riot in Alcoa, Tennessee, because I stayed with the crew in a white motel. And when I came back, I was based in Michigan. And when I came back from that three-day trip, Capital Airlines called me and just about cussed me out. They told me that in the back of my logbook, there were places that I should stay when I fly south. From there on in, every flight, which was most of my trips to the south, they would have somebody meet me before the door would even open and escort me to black motels. So it was difficult. And because I was a light-skinned black, a lot of the crew would tell me, oh, you've got a beautiful tan. You must be based in New Orleans. I had a man on one of the DC-3s that took local trips up north, and he asked me to hold his hand. So I sat down because he said he was scared. I held his hand, and he said to me, have you ever been to Montana? And I said, no, sir. He said, you would love it. He said, no niggers and no winos. I spent my whole time flying, holding back any emotions I may have had at all. It was not easy. I had one man that came on, and he said to me, oh, you must be from northern India. And I very politely said, no, sir, I'm from northern Africa. And he liked to have a heart attack. So, I mean, I was going through this through my whole trips. So my emotions were drained. I mean, I couldn't. You yourself, I don't know if you understand where I'm coming from, but it was not an easy experience. It was a grateful experience because I opened the doors. It was a grateful thing. I was very happy that we got through. I know when I was about to retire, Capital was about to merge with United, and they had asked me if I would stay, and then I would have become the first black on United. But I left because I wanted to continue my education. I was supposed to get married, but it was just great. And I want to thank Jackie, because Jackie of the Black Flight Attendants of America, if it wasn't for her, a lot of our history would not even exist. It became dead. And so she opened the doors for me. OBAP was very helpful. I was inducted into the Black Aviation Hall of Fame in 2010. And in 2018, I was interviewed by the History Makers, and that interview is now in the Library of Congress. So ladies, that is it. And Casey, I spoke today to someone from the History Makers, and I was talking about you. So some further talks may get you an interview as well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So I just wanted to let you know.
And for you and for Jackie and for Pat Murphy, I entered your names today into Forbes. It's called Forbes 50-50. So this morning I was up putting your name in to be recognized for Black History. So I gave them all my email address because I know you guys are not like monitoring your emails all the time. And so I put that in there. But so I nominated you guys today, too. We've been a busy bee this morning, haven't we?
Yes, and I also have a friend who is a promoter. And he's been sending things to borough presidents, to the TV stations. So we may get some responses so that we can all be on a show one day soon.
That
it may
would
not
be wonderful.
It might not be this Black History Month this year, but we're working on it. So it doesn't even have to be something that happens during Black History Month, but as long as we get it on. So he's really working hard to get our history on
well,
board. So
that would be wonderful. If just to
I'll
see
keep
each other
everybody
in person.
Posted.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll keep
everybody
wonderful. Posted.
Yeah, and we will keep everyone posted. So I want you to stay on. I'm going to leave your mic open, and I'm going to see if I can bring 501 in back again and see if they are saying anything here. And if not, then I think that we are just not going to be able to have this open conversation with everyone. I just text Jackie thinking if she were trying to get on, but she hasn't responded. So at that point, and I'm going to put Pat Murphy back on because you met Pat in Atlanta. So let me see if I can find Pat. Okay, see here. Let me go back down. I'm going to go back down through the list again and see if I can bring some people in that have been wonderful in holding. So I believe this is Louise. Let me see if they will come on. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Perfect, I can. Is this Louise again?
Yes, it is.
Hi,
okay,
Louise.
Hi, Pat.
Perfect. Now, you two, we're going to be able to bring in a few people. So I have got the open mic and it's quiet. So at this point, if you two would like to say anything, I'm glad you guys were able to at least say hello. So I'm going to try to see if I can bring Jackie in. She's texting me now. And let me see if I can bring her in. As I said, this was such a wonderful idea. Oh, okay, so I do have her number. Let me see if I can find her and see if we can bring her in because she's in the studio. Okay, let's see if this will work because we have to get Jackie in. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, crew. Good afternoon.
Hello, Jackie. This is wonderful. So everybody can say hello to Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey,
crew. Good afternoon. Greetings from LAX.
So to my audience, this is Jackie, and she is the person that organized or the founder of Black Flight Attendants of America. So would you just kind of give your introduction to the audience for me, please? Introduce your name and where you're from for the audience. Thank you.
Okay, crew, my name is Jacqueline Jaquette Williams. You may call me Jackie, but because I'm an older lady, I want you to call me Jacqueline. There you go. All right, listen, I am in year 48. I am still flying the friendly skies of United, formerly Continental Airlines. So shout out to those that are on this call from Continental and my new friends from United. Founded this organization in 1974. That's when I began my aviation career. And so there you are. And if you really want to know why I really founded it, I have a few reasons. But one that sticks out in my mind is all of us were on reserve on a DC-10 that requires 8 flight attendants. 7 of us were Black. And we had a 3.5-hour stopover in Houston. We decided to go to lunch together. Now, mind you, Ralph Lauren designed our uniforms.
Okay.
You know, we were kind of cute.
Yes.
We walked through the corridor, and people stopped and stared. I didn't know if they were admiring us, but they didn't understand why the airline would have so many Black people on one crew or what it was. But that gave me a reason to think about why there are not more of us. And then another reason why I thought about why there were not more of us, because when I was sitting on my porch in the hometown that I grew up in, Compton, California, born in L.A., Los Angeles, mind you, but when I was sitting on my porch in Compton watching those airplanes take off, because we were near the landing strip and takeoff strip, I decided to myself, I didn't decide, I wondered how many black people were on that airplane. Not as passengers, I didn't even think about a crew. So there were many, many reasons that made me decide that it was important that we have our own organization and spread the word to the youth and to the young professionals that their careers in aviation available, and you need to check them out. You may or may not want to pursue a career, but I want you to know, and we want you to know, that the jobs, the professions exist. Just check it out. You might find you in one of them. So there you are. That's me.
Oh,
that's
I love it. Does anybody want to ask Jackie a question? Okay. Okay, I hear some. All right, what I'm going to try to do, Jackie, is bring in someone else. We are having good luck so far. The static is not that bad. So I think maybe if I can see one more person. 501 might be New Orleans, and if that's the case, it's Carolyn Shelton calling in. And I believe that is not going to work. But, you know, the thing is, it's so nice. This is the first time I have been in the presence of all of you young ladies, and I'm excited. And as everyone, as my audience knows, I flew 35 years for Delta. So I'm excited to be a part of this organization, number one. And also, we're unique because we were among the first, if not the first, and for Patricia Banks Edmondson to really be the very first in 1956 to be able to take all the airlines to court or file a discrimination case against several of them. But it opened the door for all of us. If it had not been for her doing that, no telling how much longer it would have been before they would have hired any black people to be in the cockpit. Oh, well, speaking of the cockpit, but in the cabin. But the other day I had a show with the first black pilot. And so that was interesting. So I did the pilots, first ladies, and then I did the flight attendants. But at least we're all been represented. So Pat Murphy, Pat Edmondson, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. I can still hear you. Perfect, perfect. Okay, I'm going to see if I can bring in one more. Area code is 323. And see if I can bring them in because they're still on hold. Okay, that is not working, but you guys are, it's open now. If anybody wanted to say anything to Pat, if Pat Murphy, I think you've already spoken to Pat Edmondson. You guys are driving me crazy with this Patricia and Pat and Grace and Bay. But did you guys, Pat, do you remember Pat Murphy? You remember meeting Pat Edmondson, don't you?
At the Delta Convention?
Yes, yes, in Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yes,
exactly.
Sure,
I mean, that was really something.
Yeah.
We took pictures together for that because that is history-making right there.
Yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'd like to say this, too. My daughter found Jackie for me. My daughter found the Black Flight Attendants of America. Jackie, do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah,
I do,
my daughter happened to look up something, and she said, Mommy, there's an organization named Black Flight Attendants of America. And she got me in touch with Jackie. And I also say, I may have been the first, but I want to say this. Jackie, without the Black Flight Attendants of America, I don't know how much later we would have been recognized. Because if it wasn't for Jackie in introducing me to OBAP and to various other fields of aviation, I don't know how much this would have been behind. Right, Jackie?
Yes.
You know? And then it became to light. I began to meet people. People began to recognize me. And it just went from there. And that's really how I became recognized. And also even Jackie, because everything I do, I mention the Black Flight Attendants of America, because that was the opening to our history.
Well, Jackie.
And I was also recognized and awarded by Jackie, by the Black Fighters of Tennis America. That was my first award, was 1999, from the Black Fighters of Tennis America.
I think Jackie was trying to say something. Jackie?
No, it was Louise. I just wanted to just chime in and
Louise.
Say,
okay.
Jackie found me. I got a telephone call, and it was Jackie. And that's how I became involved and recognized myself.
Oh.
I don't know how you found me, Jackie. I forgot, but you did.
That was a long time ago, Louise. I don't know either. But I'm glad we're all together.
It's been so long ago.
But you see how your dream, by you sitting on the porch and just looking up or, you know, dreaming about how many black flight attendants or how many black people were on the plane, you did an excellent thing. And we're going to really, really, really have to get together and have a big push for some more members and do some other things, update some of the activities. So I think the marathon might be the next thing that you're doing. Is that right, Jackie?
Not because we don't want to, but because of the pandemic, we cannot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not this year. Not this year. But next year, we will do the marathon. And more importantly, the project that we've been working on that's completed is to get our history in the African American and Aviation Museums wherever you live. We want to make that contribution.
Well, Jackie,
between
Jackie,
Daryl,
don't you remember we had a great event at Schomburg. What year was that, 2002?
I think you're correct.
And that was really, really a warm, nice event
that we had. Because we had aviation representatives from a lot of major trunk carriers that came out to the Schomburg, which is in Harlem, New York. But some of you
the senators were there. The senator was there. We got a proclamation on that day. It was really a warm event. It was really, really nice. Very family oriented. Very warm, very welcoming situation. But we'll be doing that again. But it'll be a while before we can actually get anything dated because nobody's really getting any dates for
aviation.
So African American.
You know, we'll work a little harder on it when we can.
Okay, hold on. I think several of us are talking at one time, and you guys can't hear. Yes, but you were summing up,
Hello?
Pat. I think Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jackie was summing up. Yes. Oh,
Hello?
A lot of people have dropped.
It's on her end.
Okay.
It's on her end, Jackie.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think that what we'll do is I'm so happy. I think that we will close out the show. But I just want to say I thank you, ladies, so much. For calling in, and for those who did listen, it has really been a pleasure to be able to have all of us under one roof at one time and to be able to at least reach out to each other and say something. So with that, I will allow each one of you just to say goodbye to each other and say goodbye to the audience, and then I will be closing out the show. So take your time and just – okay. Hello?
You're back. Yes, we blocked out for a while.
Okay, so I'm closing out the show, so if you'd just like to say goodbye, and I'm going to recap what we've talked about, and this has been a fantastic show. Even with the confusion and the technical problem, it was wonderful to have everybody on one call. So I'm
thank you, Kate.
I don't know who that was, but was that Louise or was that Pat?
Jacqueline.
No, but it was Jackie, I think.
Okay, it was Jackie.
Yes,
okay.
But I would like to thank you, Casey, and thank everyone for being here. It's really an honor to just listen to everyone and talk to everyone, and it'll be even great when we can all get together in person.
Yes.
Ditto to that, Jacqueline.
I look forward to that. We better hurry up, though, because I'll be 84 in April, so we got to hurry up and get this stuff done.
God willing, you'll be 94 and we're still talking. So I'm going to put everyone back on hold, and I am going to say this has been for me, very eventful for those that are listening, for my audience. I hope that the disruption and the technical difficulty didn't discourage you from continuing to listen, because we got an opportunity just to be able to say hi to some of the very first Black flight attendants and to get a little history on everyone. But stay tuned, and we are going to be doing some things. We really would like to organize a big event. And like Jacqueline said, who is the founder of the Black Flight Attendants of America organization, we are trying to be represented in everyone's city. So we may be reaching out to those in every city to contact Jackie and see and make it possible to be in different museums in different cities. So for me, I am just excited. I'm excited to be able to have brought all these wonderful ladies together. I hope that you did enjoy the show. I hope that you would tune back in. And it's a Black History moment. It's a Black History moment in aviation. And as I said, I mean, the ones that were on today, just to kind of recap, was Patricia Grace Murphy, who was the first African-American flight attendant for Delta Airlines. Patricia Banks Edmonston is the young lady that took all the airlines, filed a discrimination case in 1956, and because of her winning her case, she opened the doors up for all of us. Louise was on for United, and she was lucky. She got hired because of her beauty. We had to work a little harder to get hired for our beauty, but she served us well, and she flew for several years and represented. Then, of course, there was Jackie Williams, as we have had the pleasure of you listening to and talking to, and that she found the need, and it still is a need, to organize and to create Black Flight Attendants of America. So I encourage you, if you're in the aviation field, to please check out my website or check out Black Flight Attendants of America's website and join. Become a part of this. We're Black aviation history here. And Undra Mays was National Airlines. She called us from Florida, and she was one of the first for National Airlines and then went on to Pan Am, and eventually she retired with my airline, Delta Airlines. So we all have rolled around, but we've all given our part, and we are history. And we would like for you to know us and to recognize the accomplishments that these beautiful Black women have done and contributed to. So with that, I hope that you enjoyed the show. It was a little crazy, and the technical difficulty might have been a little disruptive, but I hope that you really were able to get something out of this show, because it was history that all of these wonderful, beautiful ladies were on one telephone call at one time, and you know how interesting that is. So with that, I'm going to say have a good day. Please tune in next week when I have another show. You never know who you're going to meet. It's always going to be a person of interest. So at this point, have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for joining in and taking a moment or so just to reflect on some Black aviation history. Have a good day and enjoy the music.